It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock and a very good morning. My name is Jim Thorne and today is Friday. And you know what that means. That means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the show's made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also thanks to locally owned, one-of-a-kind Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Before we get into the program, I want to make a little announcement for you. There's going to be some live jazz tomorrow from 1 to 3 at the Fusion Coffee House on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland, featuring Adib Sabir and Jeff Jones with Todd Bobo sitting in. And then on Sunday at 4, it's Wells Fest Cares. This is a fundraising effort for musicians in need. It's an outreach from Wells Church in Jackson, and it's free. 4 o'clock concert time, and it's the Barry Leach Band with Barry Leach, Raphael Sims, and Danny Burks. That should be outstanding, so make it a point to get on out there. That's 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon at Wells Church in Jackson. Well, another program, a good program for you this morning. It was 75 years ago that the Mississippi Youth Symphony Orchestra was founded, an outstanding organization made up of a group of talented young musicians from across the state. And this morning, we're going to hear some of the Mississippi Youth Symphony Orchestra's history, what they're doing now, and we'll also be treated to some recent recordings by the group of the young folks. And joining us now in studio, we have Alina Shook, who is director of the orchestra, along with Alina's daughter, Leslie. Good morning, ladies. How are y'all?
Good morning.
Good to see you. Good to see y'all. Now, Leslie, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
You are a member of the orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about how old you are and what instrument you played. How long you been in the orchestra, too?
Okay. So I'm 15 years old, and I think I've been playing in this orchestra 4 or 5 years, maybe 3, I don't know. And I've been playing, this upcoming year is going to be my 10th year playing violin.
Wow.
So, and I play violin in the first violin.
Mm-hmm. Alina, now you're the director?
Is that I am.
Now tell us what that involves.
That involves everything but conducting.
Okay.
I don't conduct. I'm not a musician myself, but I manage all the ins and outs of the program. So I leave the conducting to the musicians, though.
Well, you do the legwork and the organizational work and all
that.
Wow. And you've got a concert tonight, don't
you? We
do. Tell us about that.
It's 6:30. We're going to be at Millsaps College. We're so grateful to Millsaps for hosting us for our concert this evening. We start at 6:30. So if you don't have plans and you want to come hear the youth of this great city and state, come out and listen.
It's going to be a lot of fun, I know.
Yeah, we sell tickets. Tickets will be available at the door for $5.
Oh, well, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's enjoy a piece. This was a recording back in April, you said, right?
Yes, April of this last year, our spring concert.
All right, here we go, the Mississippi Youth Symphony Orchestra. Thank you. performance from the Mississippi Youth Symphony Orchestra. And Alita Shook, your website, mysoms.org. What can people find there?
They can find all about our programs. We actually have the level that you're hearing now is our Scherzo Orchestra. That's our highest level. But we also have an elementary level orchestra as well as beginner class that we started just this past fall. So even if you've never, if your child has never touched an instrument, they can come and learn from the what's called the Suzuki style of learning, and it's the gold standard in teaching strings to young children. And so we have our youngest member is 4 years old.
Wow!
So he'll be playing tonight on stage.
Wow.
With his group. So yeah, we really look at the education of the whole child from very young all the way up through high school. Most of our students right now are elementary and middle school. Yeah. We have a few high schoolers.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
75 years. How did it start? Briefly.
Well, we started back in 1948 as part of the a branch of MSO. I think MSO maybe started 2 or 3 years before that.
Mississippi Symphony.
The Mississippi Symphony, yeah. Yes. And it's just been, you know, throughout all the years. And so we have lots and lots of alumni out there. I hope they're listening today. And if you are listening and you're alumni, you can go to our website and fill out a form on the very back page for alumni to get in touch with us. Mm-hmm. We love to hear some of our stories. Our oldest alumni that I'm aware of is in her 90s, and she lives in North Carolina now, and cool. She still plays.
Is that right?
So, just different walks of life, and music touches us in so many different ways.
We're going to get into a little bit of depth on the odds and ends and the nuts and bolts of the Symphony Orchestra, the Youth Symphony Orchestra, and also hear some more terrific music and our guests in studio, Alina and Leslie Shook. So y'all stay tuned. I'm Jim Thorne. The Blues and Arts Hour is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also thanks to locally owned one-of-a-kind Fusion Coffee House on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Y'all stay tuned. Welcome back. It's 19 minutes after 9. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. Our very special guest in studio, Alina Shook, director of the Mississippi Youth Symphony Orchestra, and daughter Leslie, who is a big part of the symphony. And Leslie, what did you say you played in the orchestra?
Violin.
Violin, okay. Alina, where do the youngsters come from? How do they get involved with this?
They come from all different walks of life. We have different locations. We've even had students as far as Vicksburg or drive-in to be with us, to play with us. Homeschools, public school, private school, doesn't matter. We will take anybody that's interested in playing, that really wants to learn the instrument. It's really, that's one of the things I love about MISO, is just the diversity of the students that we get, and that music really brings us together as a society, which I feel like we need a lot more of these days.
Absolutely.
These kids come from different schools, different backgrounds, different families, and yet they connect through the music. So that's a beautiful thing.
Leslie, what do you enjoy about playing in the symphony? What's your favorite thing?
I think it's really beautiful seeing a lot of the younger musicians as well get to kind of, you know, because I used to be on that sort of level. On Saturdays when I go to play, there's a younger class during a break that my class gets, and I enjoy going in there and kind of taking them out one by one and doing small, 5-10 minute private lessons with them.
Wow.
My private teacher is the conductor of their group.
Yeah.
So I just go in there and I try and help out. And I think I used to be in a group like that back when we lived in Memphis. So it's nice to see the youth.
It sounds like music is going to be a major part of your life.
Oh, yes.
For the rest of your life.
Music's one of my favorite things ever.
Alina, I want to play a track now that you sent me. This is really outstanding. I was listening to this a couple times, and I thought, wow. Tell us about this, what we're going to hear.
Is this the Magical World of Pixar? Or the
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so this is a piece, arrangement coming from the Pixar movies that we all know and love, like Ratatouille and Toy Story and all of those Pixar movies. Bugs Life, Cars, all of those, The Incredibles. And it's just a compilation of that. And we feel like that would be really fun for the kids this past spring to be able to play that. And so yeah, one of the great things about being in the orchestra is we work with the kids on current music, but we also take them back and teach them all the old classics as well. And so they get a really good view of the scope of music, and that music really can carry through the ages.
Well, in this particular piece, there's a video going on behind it. It's
there is in the video. Yeah. We showed the video as we played the piece. So it's kind of
fun. You can visualize it if you can, but here we go. All right.
Thank you.
That is so incredible. That's the Mississippi Youth Symphony Orchestra and Alina Shook, I know, and Leslie, too. You've got to be proud, right?
We are. We have a lot of fun just creating music with the kids. What were you going to say?
Oh, no.
Alina, we were talking off the air about, kind of connecting, trying to draw people into, classical music, classical instruments, and that sort of thing, and the Pepsi Pops is really an integral part of that, of doing that.
Sure.
And you've got something special that's going to be happening with the symphony for the Pepsi Pops. Tell us about that.
Yes. So the Youth Symphony is part of the educational branch of the Mississippi Symphony Orchestra. They support us, and we do all things together. And so this year we're going to be playing at Pepsi Pops, but because it's our 75th anniversary this season, we're going to be celebrating in a special way at Pepsi Pops. We're going to have a tent for alumni set up, and they can come back and look at all of our old programs that maybe they were a part of. We also really would like to have an alumni orchestra that would play with us this year at Pepsi Pops. So we're putting the call out to all MISO alumni. If you want to come back and just play, even if you haven't touched the instrument in a few years, that's okay. We can dust it off and get it out. We'd like to have an alumni performance at Pepsi Pops this year. So we're super excited.
And how can people get in touch with you?
You can go online to our website, and all the information is there. You can sign up to play in the orchestra, the alumni orchestra, on the website.
And, of course, the Pepsi Pops is in the spring, right?
It's in the spring. It'll be May. I think it's – I don't want to say the date, but it's like the second week of May. It's on a Friday night.
That's great.
And there'll be fireworks after, and it's a great time to come out and enjoy – just the weather and the music. So,
The Mississippi Youth Symphony Orchestra, again, the website mysoms.org. Our guest in studio is Alina Shook, the director of the Symphony Orchestra, and daughter Leslie, violinist there in the symphony. So we'll be back with more music and conversation. I'm Jim Thorne. The Blues and Arts Hour is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to Fusion Coffee House, locally owned and one-of-a-kind on Highland College Parkway in Ridgeland. Y'all stay with us. It's 9:30. Welcome back. It's 25 minutes until 10. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. Our very special guest in studio, Alina Shook, who is the director of, and Leslie Shook, who is a violinist in the Mississippi Youth Symphony Orchestra, a group of young people that really a wonderful, wonderful organization. Alina, is there a tuition involved for students who become members?
There is, but it's very minimum. We try to keep our tuition very low. We are a nonprofit organization, and we want to be attainable for anyone that wants to play. We don't want tuition to be a barrier for that, but we do a lot of fundraising. Mm-hmm. We're always looking for corporate sponsors. We have different levels of sponsorship. So you can always contact me if you think, wow, this is something I would like to support. We don't want tuition to be a factor. Mm-hmm. If a child wants to learn, we want to teach them. So the value of it's only, like our highest level is only $200 a semester for tuition. It's just really unheard of. For the level
Absolutely.
Of professionalism, and you've got professional musicians mm-hmm. teaching. So you really can't beat that. And then we just do a lot of fundraising.
And all that information is on the website, right?
It is on the website, and you can even go to our website right now and donate. There's a donation button right there on the donate page, and support us. We would love to, definitely be supported.
MYSOMS.org, that's the website. Alina, yeah. 75 years, and you mentioned one of the alumni is in their 90s out on the East Coast, but I would imagine you hear from some of these alumni.
Yes, I'll just run into people. I'll be wearing a MISO t-shirt, and somebody will be like, I used to play in MISO when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. You know, one of our orchestral conductors, Tammy Luke, was also... her mother was in the orchestra, and she was in the in MISO, and now she plays for the MSO. The principal violinist for the MSO right now, her name is escaping me at the moment, but she's also an alumni mm-hmm. of MSO. Of MISO, and then we have another one, Jonathan Littleton, who just opened a coffee shop in Madison mm-hmm. called Tamper. Mm-hmm. And so I was talking to him. I went in there to get a cup of coffee and found out that he was the MISO alumni. So, you know, MISO really impacts not just musicians. Like, not all of our alumni go on to become professional musicians. Many of them do. But all of them do. But just the practice of being with an orchestra, learning, there really is teamwork involved right. because everyone has a different part. Every part is important. The discipline that it takes to learn an instrument, all of those things are really good, important skills for children to learn. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we provide.
Yeah, it carries over to other subjects,
absolutely.
All areas of
life.
It
carries over into your entire life.
Got a piece queued up. This is one of three movements.
Yes.
What's this about?
This is by Antoine Charpentier. It's a French composer from the Baroque period. I'm sure that I butchered his name because I don't speak French. But from the Baroque period. So we introduce our children to, of course, the modern music like the Pixar that you just heard, but also take them back to the classics. The Baroque period was in the 1600s. So, you know, but this music still moves us today. So any kind of good music is going to bring us together and moves us as a society.
All right. Mississippi Youth Symphony Orchestra on the Blues and Arts Hour. Beautiful. Mississippi Youth Symphony Orchestra. And again, that was the first movement of a, what was the name of the piece?
Don't make me say the name. Concert pour Quarte Partis de Voles by Antonio Charpentier.
You did great.
Thank you. I'm not French.
Now, you were talking about the person who's now the prime, the violinist at the Mississippi Symphony.
Yes, the principal violinist. Yeah, her name's Shelly Kemp. I'm sorry. Live radio makes you forget things. But yeah, she was a member, as well as her sister Bonnie. They were both members of the MISO back in the day, and now they are, and now she is the you know, the principal violinist. So,
that's great.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Leslie, I got to ask you, I'm going to turn to you. Playing violin, you said you've been playing violin for 10 years.
Yeah,
isn't it right?
Coming up this year.
Wow. What's so special about the violin?
Gosh, I mean, I think just playing it from such a young age, you kind of get this attachment to it. And it's, I mean, what you were saying about the alumni coming back, like even if you haven't opened the instrument or like, you know, opened the case in years, it's almost like it sticks with you.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you haven't practiced in a long time, you know, you still always remember that muscle memory. And so I think since it was just kind of with me from such a young age, it's become such a big part of my life that it's definitely something I never want to let go.
And you were telling me that you also play guitar, too.
Yes, a little, very little bit, self-taught. Yeah. Want to start lessons probably beginning of next year. But, yeah, I just love music.
What do your peers think about your violin expertise?
Oh, I mean, you know, I talk to people in MISO a lot, and I have a friend who used to play cello, so she knows a little bit about that. I have a friend that plays guitar and, like, you know, a bunch of different instruments throughout my friends. But, yeah, they all, you know, some of them don't really know much about it. But you're
having an impact on them. And you were talking about,
sure.
You know, kind of mentoring these younger kids coming up. So that's,
mm-hmm. that's yeah, for sure. My friend that played cello, I'm still asking her to join.
Yeah.
Lily, if you're listening to this. Elena, I know you're not, but
it's kind of like a family, though, isn't it?
It is, and actually, I call it my MISO fam all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are, and the parents are great. You know, they're the ones that carry all the heavy lifting with fundraising and that sort of thing. So we couldn't do it without the parents. Yeah, it really is like a family.
Very good. We'll come back. I want to talk about the conductors and the staff there at the at MISO.
Sure.
And again, if you want to find out more about the Mississippi Youth Symphony Orchestra, the website mysoms.org. You get that right?
That's right.
All right.
Thanks.
I'm Jim Thorne, the Blues and Arts Hour, again made possible by longtime sponsor Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Our time now is 9:45. All right, welcome back. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. Alina Shook is the director of the Mississippi Youth Symphony Orchestra. She is with us in studio along with her daughter, who is violinist in the symphony orchestra. Alina, y'all got a big event coming up tonight. Tell us
we
again.
We do.
About that.
At 6:30 tonight, we have our fall concert, which will be held at Millsaps in the Gertrude C. Ford Academic Complex right there. It's a great little venue and great sound in that little auditorium. So we're going to be putting on our fall concert. And we've got some fusion that we've done with the older kids this year. We've got two guest cellists, Tylus Fernandez and Isaac Encinas. They play with the Mississippi Symphony, and they're going to come join us tonight. So we've got some interesting we had some arrangements created specifically so that the kids could play with them. And so we're excited about that. It's going to be a good night.
And you say tickets are at the door.
Tickets are at the door for $5. We're also accepting any donations to help support the work that we do.
Now, you were telling me that you've got, of course, this is a string orchestra right now, but you're going to add some.
It is. It has been. You know, in our history, we've had a full orchestra in the past where we had brass and percussion and woodwinds as well as strings. But in the most recent years, it has been strings. And we really, our future goal is to get it back to that. So we're going to be opening up. We're excited to announce that we're going to be opening up auditions in December for both brass players as well as woodwind players to begin to form an ensembles with brass and woodwinds. So we're excited about that. That's something new that we haven't done in several years, and we're hoping to bring the full orchestra experience back to our kids.
So what would a parent or grandparent need to do if they wanted to get their child or grandchild interested in this?
Go to our website. There's going to be information on coming up on our website, not till December 1st, but on December 1st, you'll be able to register and fill out information if your child or our youth wants to audition for that.
Very good. That's MYSOMS.org.
That's right.
All right. Got a piece queued up now, and this is pretty exciting. What's this one about?
This is called Takatina by William Hofeld. And it's a more modern piece than the Baroque piece that we heard, obviously. Again, we just like to share a variety of music with our kids and have them exposed to lots of different genres.
All right. Well, here we go.
Thanks.
And that is outstanding, the Mississippi Youth Symphony Orchestra. And Alina, I want you to talk about the conductors. Those are pretty special people.
They are. Our artistic director, his name is Alex Encinas. He's been all over the world. He's really just a world-class musician himself. He also plays with the MSO, the Mississippi Symphony, and he really just keeps us all together, gives us really challenging pieces, and makes sure that the quality of our teaching is really more like a school. Mm-hmm. We also, this year, we added a theory coach, Andrew Dillon, who's a teacher and a music instructor, and he's amazing. He works with the kids to learn the theory behind music, because really all music is math in motion.
Mm-hmm.
Music lights up the same centers of your brain as doing math. And so anyway, we really want to put a lot of emphasis on the education aspect. So we added a theory. They have 30 minutes of theory every week, as well as just playing for the orchestra. So it's an experience. We also have Camila Patino, who is our little kids, beginners. She teaches our beginners. She's certified Suzuki instructor. Tammy Luke is our elementary. Tammy just, she works wonders with those kids. I don't know that I could do an elementary level of teaching with strings, but anyway. And then we have our cello coach, Tylus Fernandez, is a world-class cellist. So we just have an amazing group of musicians that have a heart for children.
Yeah.
And a heart for excellence in music education.
That's awesome. Great organization, the Mississippi Youth Symphony Orchestra, mysoms.org. Check that out. Leslie, final comments from you.
Well, she just mentioned Tammy Luke. That's my private instructor, mm-hmm. has been for the past few years. She's great. You know, it's fun to kind of build a bond through music with mm-hmm. with people as well.
Yeah, that's great. Well, any final comments from you?
Just come on out tonight and enjoy some music with us and see what we're all about. And, you know, if you're moved, we always need support. We value your support to do what we do. It takes people donating, so you can donate online at mysoms.org.
Very good. Elena Shook and daughter Leslie, it's a pleasure having y'all in. Thank y'all for coming.
Thanks so much, Jim.
All right. The Blues and Arts Hour is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to locally owned one-of-a-kind Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. I'm Jim Thorne again until next week. God bless. Here they are. Thank you.